Welcome to Bridge the Gap with hosts Josh and Lucas, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. Powered by our supporting partners, NHI, RCARE, NRC Health, TSO Life, Erdman, and Sherpa. View more and check out all things Bridge the Gap on our new website, btgvoice.com.
Welcome to Bridge the Gap podcast, the senior living podcast with Josh and Lucas. We are in downtown Nashville in the Andrew Jackson building with our esteemed guest, Jim Schulman. He is the executive director of Commission on Aging and Disability and also the vice mayor of Nashville. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate y'all coming to my office in downtown Nashville. And it's a real pleasure to be on the show.
Yeah, this is exciting for me. I've known Jim now for several years. We've served on a board together. And I'll be honest with you, Jim. So I've always been fascinated with the reach and the influence you have in the senior living industry. I know we're going to talk about that. But also, you know, serving on boards, some of the boards that you've served on, I serve on, you know, they can be very dry. And so I've always enjoyed the humor that you bring and can bring some relaxation to those meetings. And you're just genuine. And I know that our listeners will hear that come through today. And as you talk about your story and what you do. And you guys, so Lucas and my team, as we were coming up through security in this building, your team here is first class. And we were met by Cindy, who's helped us. And it speaks a lot. She told us the years that she's worked for you, and she was talking very well about you and how much she loved to work for you. So I wanted you to know that, because I know sometimes you don't probably get to hear those kind of things. So that was really special and said a lot about you.
And we were greeted with sweets.
Exactly. Like butter and sugar and brownies. Yeah, it was amazing. So what a warm welcome here in Nashville. And it's cold, so that's what we needed, right?
We're in a happy place.
We actually didn't know you were coming. No, I'm just kidding.
If only they would have known, you know?
Well, let's get out of here. Let's do this quick before they find out.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got a lot of cool things to talk about. You know, as I was sharing with you, Jim, Lucas and I have been blessed to have a growing audience this year with Bridge the Gap podcast. And it's a very diverse group, and it's all over the country. We've even got some international listeners. So, you know, today is really unique because we can get a lens of what's happening in aging services in the state of Tennessee. You're the best person to be talking about those issues. So maybe you could wrap a little context around your office, what you guys do here in the state of Tennessee, kind of what your focus is.
Sure. So we do all kinds of different things, everything from senior nutrition to an options program, which is designed for people who aren't on Medicaid, who are trying to get a limited amount of personal care services, homemaker, personal care, in-home services like that. We also have the SHIP program located up here, SHIP meaning State Health Insurance Assistance Program, and that program is designed to assist people with Medicare questions. Right now we're towards the end of open enrollment, Part D coverage. It ends on December the 7th, but we have people up here who help individuals all across the state of Tennessee with questions about Medicare. And particularly right now, they have questions about their drug coverage. They can call and get one-on-one counseling. We don't sell policies. That program gets funded by the federal government, the SHIP program. So what they're trying to do is make sure you're on the right program. They actually run computer systems and make sure that you're actually on the right program.
Wow.
It's a great program.
So to give people a little bit of perspective, is there an agency like yours in every state that's federally supported?
There is a state unit on aging, which is what this agency is. When the federal government passed the Older Americans Act, which was in 1963, they wanted every state to have a state unit on aging, which is where they would give the money from the Older Americans Act. They would give it to a responsible agency within each of the 50 states. We are that agency. Now, the SHIP program varies where you may find it within other states, But the SHIP program here is located within our agency.
Wow. So in the state of Tennessee, obviously it's a wide state, you know, east to west. You guys are central here. So how do you, are there touch points for the different regions or districts? How do you separate that out, and how do people contact you guys?
So there are 9 area agencies across the state of Tennessee, going all the way across, everywhere from Memphis to Mountain City. We have 9 area agencies, and a lot of people know where to find them. They're usually in the development districts within those regions. Those agencies are responsible for working with us. We contract with them. We provide them with money from the Older Americans Act and from the state, and they go out and provide direct services, or they contract with entities to provide direct services to people. That's how you find us.
That's fascinating. So would you say that, you know, I'm an operator, I've run the senior living communities, manage those. Are most of the people that are contacting you, are those folks like us that are the administrators running communities that have an influence in a population they're caring for? Is it more consumer driven on the resident or those families that are helping their loved ones navigate the health system and try to answer these tough questions and get resources? You know, who are you primarily serving?
So it's primarily consumers that are looking for us. It is individuals that might be in a nursing home or an assisted living facility that have a question, or we actually have an ombudsman program here that advocates on behalf of folks in long-term care facilities. It may be an individual that is calling with a parent that is starting to show signs of dementia or Alzheimer's. It could be an individual that is just lost in the system and is trying desperately to figure out what type of resources are available. Or, as I said before, it's somebody who is on Medicare and is just completely lost in that program. You know, they know what they've got in terms of the program, in terms of the insurance they have, but they may have a specific question and just not know what's covered. Mm-hmm. And so they'll call up here looking for help.
That's fascinating. So give us a little bit of the, from your perspective, the state of Tennessee as it relates to aging services. You know, where do we stack up, you know, among other states? What are our issues that, you know, if I was to ask you, what's keeping you up at night as it relates to aging services, what are the issues?
I think the biggest issue is that the state, in terms of quality of life, excuse me, in terms of the quality of life, in terms of the overall senior, you know, are they better here in other states? What do we have? I think our rankings show that we're pretty far down, which is unfortunate. The one thing I'll say is that when the first senior rankings came out about 6 years ago, we were like 43rd, 44th. Got really upset, and I ended up calling another state, Minnesota, because they were first. And they said, look at your other rankings. So people who are 25 to 65, we usually rank about 43rd or 44th there too. So it's not like you're getting 65 here in Tennessee and all of a sudden getting in worse shape. Mm. It just doesn't work that way. What we're doing is we started immediately focusing on the rank. So, you know, if we're 43rd or 44th, obviously that means that we're doing good things on some areas, not doing very well on others. So after studying those rankings, what we did was we went back and said, okay, where do we focus to try to move that needle? It's hard to move the needle. It really is difficult with some of the habits that we have in Tennessee. For example, our senior dental rankings are very, very low. We rank right at the bottom in terms of teeth extractions and just poor overall senior dental care. So what we did was we went back and then we've looked for programs that can actually deal with that. So I think the idea is, yeah, our rankings are low, but the idea is to focus our programs in areas where we need to go.
So I don't know if I misunderstood or not, but it sounds like there's obviously a correlation with just an unhealthy lifestyle, basically, in Tennessee, right?
Well, again, so, you know, that call to Minnesota was real eye-opening.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to the executive director of the State Unit on Aging in Minnesota, and I'm going like, you do the same programs that we do. How come our rankings are so low? And that's when she said, look at your other rankings. Mm-hmm. She said, you know, Tennessee smokes a lot. Mm-hmm. not good, healthy behaviors in some areas. And it's like those things develop early on, and they impact you all the way through your life, including when you turn 65.
Wow. So interesting. So is there any initiatives in place? It sounds like, you know, across the sector, across government agencies, some initiatives and things that really start to try to move the needle much earlier before it gets to the aging level, right?
Yeah. So again, the Department of Health does a lot of work in terms of trying to better those rankings for younger people. Healthier Tennessee, which is a program out of the governor's office, does the same thing. And we pick them up when they get 65 or older. It's never too late to start exercising. It's never too late to pick up healthy habits. It would be easier, I think, for our rankings if people were healthier moving into that older age category. But we don't stop.
Right.
You've got to keep going. You've got to try to improve people's quality of life all the way through.
Sure. So switch gears a little bit. You know, I was talking with Lucas on the way up here a little bit about some of the things. And, you know, I don't want to butcher this, but there was basically a huge sum of money. I think that came out of a court case. And then your office was really tasked with, I don't want to use an inappropriate term, but basically dispersing that money into appropriate programs relating to aging services and things like that. Could you talk a little bit about that, where that program has come from, where it's going
sure.
to?
So it came from the Chancery Court of Davidson County. It was two cases that were settled in that Chancery Court, and there was $40 million that was to be distributed across the state. We got $36 million of it. Didn't come to us. It went to us as an administrator. There were four specific areas that we were supposed to cover, senior dental being one, which I just talked about, senior legal assistance, which doesn't get a lot of help in terms of financial or otherwise, senior transportation, which is a big issue for seniors because they have to transport to doctors or to grocery stores or whatever, and senior affordable housing, which is, I think, what you're interested in.
Yes, absolutely.
So the court took the money. They took the $40 million. $5 million immediately went out to across the state for very small projects, like buying a van or buying some equipment to help in terms of the kitchen, things like that. The rest of it was held in trust until we could come up with a grant proposal. Or process where people could bid on those processes and in those four different areas. It took about 2 years to do all this work. We had 38 proposals that came in on those four different areas, and a number of them bid on the senior housing aspect. We had everybody talking about either building a new residential facility to coming up with home modifications. And in the end, we picked a group that would do home modifications across the state.
Wow.
That was one of the requirements. It had to be in East, Middle, and West Tennessee.
Wow.
Habitat for Humanity of Memphis was the lead group. They partnered with a number of Habitat for Humanity entities across the state. And in the end, what their proposal was to take about $14 million of that money and retrofit or home modify about 1,400 homes
wow.
for seniors. There was an extra million that was put into Westminster, which is a program in Nashville. They do the same type of thing, only on a smaller basis. Again, East, Middle, and West, so you can't do every county, but you can do a number of counties.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to hit a number of counties with those programs. And the idea is if we can, you know, change a bathroom out, put a railing up in the front, put a ramp up, then people have a better chance of staying in their homes, which is most people want to stay in their homes as they get older.
Sure.
This allows them to do just that.
So that's awesome. So where does that program, where does it stand now? I mean, has construction projects and renovations and these rehabs and adjustments to help, has it started happening?
Yeah. So we went through the entire process with the court. The court was the ultimate approval of all the processes and the contracts and the grants that went out. Every one of these contracts was signed in the middle of April. So every one of these areas, in terms of the four different areas, you know, dental and transportation and legal and affordable housing, they all started in April. Some had longer periods to ramp up. Mm-hmm. So Habitat and that housing had a longer period of time to get their stuff together. Mm-hmm. They have now started in terms of the houses that they're actually modifying. We talked to them. They've been working on it about a month or so to get these things up and moving. I think they're getting close to 100 at this point, and they have a ways to go, mm-hmm. but they've started up and they've gotten their affiliates on board to be ready to go.
Yeah. So switch it up here a little bit. So you're vice mayor of Nashville. Congratulations on that. How many weeks in are we, or months in?
We're in about 9 weeks at
okay.
this point.
Yeah. So just getting used to this new responsibility, which is a huge one. So when we talk about affordable housing, and now you being here in Davidson County, how's Davidson County doing with that? There's so much going on in Nashville. Every time I'm over here, every couple of weeks from Knoxville, there's always a new skyscraper or something, and there's new housing going up, but it seems like it's not necessarily affordable housing, and there's this migration in, this migration out. How is affordable housing shaping up here in Nashville?
We have a real situation here in Nashville regarding affordable housing. It's been, you know, ever since that Nashville sort of got the name of the It City, all of a sudden you have gentrification going on. You have people buying homes all throughout the city, tearing them down and building two or three on those locations. The people who were there are being pushed further and further out of the city. From a senior standpoint, the same thing. So if they were either in their homes and they're sort of feeling like they got to move, a lot of times they'll sell their house for a good sum of money, but they can't afford to live in the same neighborhood, they get pushed further out. Same folks that are living in houses or in apartments or whatever and renting, all of a sudden people go, you know what, I don't want to rent this anymore. I'd rather sell it because I can make more money doing that, or I can charge higher rents, and so people are being pushed further and further out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real serious problem here in Nashville.
Sure. So, you know, we like to, obviously, it's very easy to talk about the challenges, the obstacles, all the things that our industry is facing, the housing challenges, affordability. With that, it seems like there's always this underlying, what's the opportunity? How can we bring about positive change? How can we create solutions? So for our audience out there that may be senior housing operators, developers, do you have ideas, or are there programs on the horizon? Is there special funding? Is there incentives or things like that that you're aware of that maybe could be uncovered to where people that are wanting to be creative to find solutions, there might be something on the horizon?
So I'll start further back and then I'll get to where your answer is. So there were so many issues regarding, you know, just being an older Tennessean that we were trying to deal with when I first got here, which was about 6 years ago, making sure our programs were strong, that we were feeding as many people as possible, that we were doing all the things that we were required to do. Senior affordable housing was not necessarily on that issue. It just wasn't bubbling up to the surface, even though we knew it was there. We just weren't paying as much attention to it as we should have. So when the opportunity came with the senior trust to actually talk about issues with an entity, at that point it was the court that actually had money, and they reached out to us and said, you know, what do you think? What would you do? When we went to the court, we were there because we were willing to help. We didn't want the money, and we weren't going to take any of the money. We were there to kind of help advise the court and say, this is what we think we should do with it, or think what we would advise the court to do with it. At that point, that was a perfect opportunity to talk about senior affordable housing. That's why it became such an important issue at the time. Since then, besides just the money going mm-hmm. through this process, we have gotten together with THDA, Tennessee Housing Development Agency, and a host of other agencies that are sort of combined or connected with senior affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a series of ongoing meetings where we're continually trying to figure out ways to make it easier to either for developers or for individuals who are at home to be able to stay in their homes or for developers to build more of these things.
That's awesome. So tell our listeners, how would they connect to get involved? Is it just contacting you guys by email, a website? What's the best way to get in touch to be involved in that process?
Sure. If they're interested in that, they can just email me. Perfect. So it's jim.shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A-N, at tn.gov, jim.shulman at tn.gov. Tell us you're interested. The hardest part of this whole thing is trying to find the resources.
Sure.
That's why the senior trust grants were so beneficial, because all of a sudden we had money that we could use to actually go out there and say, you know, what can you do if we were to put money on the table? THDA has been wonderful in terms of helping us with kind of the rest of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
USDA, same mm-hmm. thing from the federal government. But the biggest thing was actually trying to bring people together and just say, can we all sit down here and talk about it? Nashville, it's a little different, really expensive,
mm-hmm.
people being pushed out, got to deal with the overall situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Nashville's, you know, the only entity in this situation, particularly when it comes to senior affordable housing.
Sure.
So the idea is we need all the people together that we can get around the table.
Yeah, I admire what you guys are working on, and I've admired Josh's appointment here with the state of Tennessee. And it brings to mind, you know, one of the themes that we continually bring up on Bridge the Gap is the aspect of being the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And so to Josh's point earlier, people can email you and get connected. What would you say, not only in that issue in particular, but maybe there's some listeners out there that are, they're in Tennessee and they're saying, hey, I wasn't aware of these issues that you guys are talking about tonight. Would connecting through email with you be the appropriate way, or are there other ways for them to get involved?
So, you know, if they're interested in senior affordable housing, probably through me. But if they're listening and they're going like, you know, I know people who need help with senior nutrition, or I know people who have Medicare questions. So the easiest thing to do is to reach out to their local area agency on aging and disability. If they don't know how to find them, you can certainly find them, you know, on the website, you know, on the phone, that type of thing. But if you're lost and you just don't know where to turn, they should call here. They should call the Commission on Aging, and we'll get them to the right place.
That's wonderful. And then the admonition would go out to all of our listeners in each state. If you feel called about the topics today, then there's probably a resource in your own state that you can get connected to, and we're happy to shed light on that today.
Yeah, it's all called INA, which is Information Assistance. If you've got any questions, you know, either you're a senior or you're a family member or you just need to know, reach out to that. That's what we're here for.
That's awesome. That's great. Well, and that's what being a bridge is all about, and that's what the podcast platform is to inform and educate and influence all areas of seniors care and aging adults across the nation. And this has been a great episode and a great topic to speak of. Jim, thank you so much for your hospitality here and your time. It's very, very valuable. I'm a big Tennessee fan now with my friendship with Josh. I enjoy coming and hope really advocate for a lot of our conferences to come to Nashville and Tennessee, because it's a great place to come and visit. So thank you again so much, and thank you for listening to Bridge the Gap.
Mark your calendar. Josh and Lucas are headed to OSHA January 30th through February 1st for the American Seniors Housing Association annual meeting. Register and book a meeting with Bridge the Gap at btgvoice.com.